Millennials and Gen Zers are known as the most technological generations. In fact, one proposed nickname for Gen Z was the I generation. But three students agree on one thing: online learning is not easy.
Now I'm trying to learn in the home, work six hours in front of my computer on my desk in my room, which is usually, you know, a relaxing area.
From online classes to postponed internships and high school graduation, both Gen Zers and Millennials face changes to their academic and social lives. Pedro Oliveira is a 25-year-old junior studying biology at Florida Atlantic University. He's from Belo Horizonte, Brazil, where he is now.
I came to Brazil for spring break on March 6th, and I was supposed to stay here only for a week. But since this situation of coronavirus growing, my flights got canceled, and I'm going to stay here for the whole spring and summer as well.
As an international student, it's cheaper for Oliveira to stay in Brazil. He doesn't have to pay for a dorm or worry about exchanging currency. But he has one thing to worry about.
Because I'm an F1 visa, is the student visa. I only can stay out of US for 5 months. So I have to go back to US before August.
Many schools made it mandatory to leave campus, so students had to return to their home countries or find temporary housing. Oliveira said FAU has helped international students find places to live, but immigration rules are rules.
I talked to my advisor, my international advisor, and she said, if everything goes back to normal throughout summer, you need to go back before August because I can't stay here. Otherwise, I would lost my visa.
Oliveira is a millennial, but his generation is not the only one making up the majority of college students. The Pew Research Center defines millennials and Generation Zers as the following: millennials who were born between 1981 and 1996. This year, the youngest ones turned 24, the oldest ones 39. On the other hand, Generation Z were born between 1997 and 2012. The oldest ones turned 23. Melanie Pilaca Gutierrez is one of them. She is a 20-year-old sophomore at Johns Hopkins University. She's majoring in international studies and economics. She returned home to Parkland, Florida, after the university moved to remote learning on March 11.
My university passed universal pass-fail, so that has kind of lessened the stress around keeping my grades up while also being at home.
A pass-fail grading scale doesn't affect students' GPAs. This helps them worry less about their grades for the spring semester. But their academic plans are still affected.
This summer, I plan to travel to China to study Chinese, because that's what I'm taking right now. And my program got canceled really early on. And in terms of internships and stuff, I had to look at those for a plan B. But they've kind of extended their deadlines, or they've extended the day when they're gonna let me know if I got it or not. So right now, my summer plans are kind of up in the air.
Like Pilaca Gutierrez, Oliveira had a spring internship that was canceled. He had planned to continue over the summer, but he doesn't know if it will be canceled or move remotely. Both of these students are taking social distancing measures now. They can't participate in school organizations or activities. They can't see family or friends. And high school seniors are facing similar challenges. Carlos Peralta is a senior at St. Thomas Aquinas High School in Fort Lauderdale. He's 18 years old.
A lot of the senior activities that we have were really based around just enjoying our last few moments in high school. So that would include grad bash, prom, and graduation. And it's really up in the air. We really don't know what's going to go on because we have, there's new updates on the current situation every day.
The pandemic has also altered their college plans.
Getting to know the colleges that we've been accepted to is virtually impossible because doing, online orientations, online tours is really not the same as being able to go visit the school in person or get to talk to people from there. So everything has to be conducted online.
Moving to a fully online schedule has already been challenging for some Gen Z and Millennial students, even more when they had to leave campus or may not see their friends before going to college. For SFMN in Miami, this is Alejandra Marquez-Sanse.